Hey friends, you know data integration is complex and the ability to tag and monitor your data factory pipelines is essential. Gaurav Malhotra is here to show us some new monitoring enhancements, including tagging of pipelines. We're going to see dashboards, improved debugging capabilities, and monitoring by integration runtime today on Azure Friday. Hey folks, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Gaurav Malhotra. We're talking about the Azure Data Factory. We've done a bunch of great videos that I hope you check out. There's a lot of good videos with you teaching me all the different capabilities and possibilities that are available in Azure Data Factory. And you've added even more, some new enhanced monitoring and tagging.
Yes. So what you can do now is that you can tag your Data Factory pipelines. And not only you can tag them at author time, but you can actually monitor by those tags. So we hear a lot of customers asking us that we ingest data from a bunch of sources, right? And I have maybe 10 or hundreds of pipelines that are ingesting data from a bunch of data sources that we support. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to monitor my pipeline runs by a particular tag. Mm. So let's say you want to tag your pipeline as ingest. And now if you go to the monitoring tab, you should be able to say that return me all the pipeline runs that are tagged ingest. So we are saying that with this new release, you'll be able to do that with Data Factory.
And the tag is totally up to you. It can be sales data, IoT data, you know, whatever
yes.
you want to do, you can do it. So then you can make sense of those hundreds of ingest.
Yes. And it's like you said, totally up to you. So right now we are at Azure Friday. So let's say if you want to tag this particular pipeline. So mm-hmm. let's open a particular pipeline called Azure Blob. Actually, I'm going to discard the other changes first. So Azure Blob, and I'm going to tag it. Let's say Azure Friday. So. Mm-hmm. I've created we call it annotations. It's what tagging is. We call it Azure Friday and we just publish it. Mm-hmm. And now after we publish, if I'm going to trigger a run, we're going to go in the monitoring tab. So let's run it mm-hmm. as well. And if I go in the monitor tab, you will see this new column called annotation, mm. right? So if I refresh it, I'll see my in progress run soon. And now there's a filter applied of succeeded.
Actually. Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
that's why so, you could see it. And there's the annotation. It's in progress.
Progress, and you can see that it is annotated Azure Friday.
And you can have N number of annotations.
Exactly.
And filter however you want.
Yeah, you can filter that over here. So I could just come in here and say, search me, like I was recently at Ignite. So these are all my pipelines that are tagged Ignite. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to return all of that. So it's a monitorable entity.
Right, and monitoring is really important. You'll find yourself at this particular screen, this pipeline run screen a lot, and you may have hundreds of runs times hundreds of pipelines. It can be a little overwhelming.
Yes, and for what we have done is that we've added new improvements. We have included this dashboards tab where you can go and look at your pipeline runs, activity runs at a higher level to say what's going on, how many of those are succeeded, failed, in progress, canceled. And from this particular view, it gives you that high-level view of how my factory is behaving. Mm-hmm. And these are all clickable links. So let's say if you wanted to just look at your failed runs, you can click this and we'll automatically apply the failed filter and mm-hmm. take you to this pipeline runs tab where you can now look at your failures. You can look at the error to say what's going on. In this case, there was a notebook failure and we have deep integration with Azure Databricks notebooks. Mm-hmm. So you can click this link and it will open up your Azure Databricks workspace and you can look at the corresponding error that's happening over there. Right.
So if you've got hundreds of these, you really need a dashboard. You need to step back a second, and you're a manager of all of these different pipelines. You're going to go and sort by failures. You'll see which ones are running. Maybe they've run too long. You need to cancel them. Can you stop a job?
Yes. So let's say if I were to kick off this particular pipeline run over here, I can actually cancel it at any point in time. So you can say, I want to cancel it. And at that point, we would go ahead and cancel your copy operation. Mm-hmm. So in this case, I was running a copy operation. You can see that we kicked it off and we canceled it immediately. So it's totally up to you what you want to do with your particular pipeline run. In addition to this, we have introduced some productivity enhancements while you're building your pipelines as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times our customers have scenarios where they have master pipelines and then they have child pipelines. And what that means is that you have, let's say, a copy pipeline, copy activity in this particular pipeline, and you're using our execute pipeline activity mm-hmm. to kick off another pipeline, right? And that downstream pipeline could be doing any other operation, right? Mm-hmm. And here, when you actually click debug, for that particular pipeline. Now we have enabled this capability where not only you can actually cancel this pipeline, but you can also cancel recursive, which means that we will walk down the your hierarchy and okay. we will cancel all the master, the child, and if that child is triggering another child pipeline, we would do that.
So when you cancel something that's that big, I mean, we're talking about data movement here, which is mm-hmm. a huge amount of data. Do we leave systems in states that are not easily rolled back from, or do we just, you know, how do we solve that problem? If yes. I accidentally move a petabyte of data, it's mm-hmm. a big deal.
Yeah, so we have patents published where if you want, let's say you were to stop in the middle and you were to resume your operation, then in that particular case, we could resume from a particular point. And in this case, let's say you have a relational database, so you could be using an ID column for us to keep track of how much data movement has happened. Mm-hmm. And the next time when you resume, we can resume from that point. So it depends on store. It is not available for all stores. So in some cases, you will have to take care of the rollback yourself and incorporate that in your pipeline. In some cases, we publish patterns on how that can be done.
Oh, okay. And do you think that that's a concern? Is that a problem that people should think about?
Yes, and definitely. So we tell them that in some cases they have to make sure that the copy operation is idempotent, so that if
indeed.
Yeah, if anything failure happens, then they need to be able to roll back to the previous state and kick off the run again.
And that's how you design and build your pipelines and your hierarchies of pipelines.
Exactly. Right, and in addition to this, like as I've talked about this multiple times, that iterative development is the key to the experience that we are building, right? So you could be debugging a bunch of pipelines. So let's say if I click debug back again for this pipeline, I debug another pipeline, and so on and so forth, right? So you could be debugging multiple pipelines at the same time. So we have enabled this new view where you could look at all the active debug runs in progress at one point in time.
Okay.
You can go to those pipelines using clicking this edit button. You can stop those debug runs from a single view. And this was based on our customer feedback where instead of customers going to the master pipeline.
I was going to say, they were really walking the tree
yes,
themselves.
Yes, they had to remember that themselves. But with this particular view, they can just go to one view and look at all the active debug runs that are in progress.
Indeed.
Right. And in addition to this, we have released new capabilities for monitoring where we are saying that now you can monitor your activity runs by mm-hmm. integration runtime. So as we have talked about that every activity runs on like if you're running on an external compute, you could be running on Databricks, you could be running on HD Insight, you could be running using our copy integration mm-hmm. runtime, the self-hosted integration runtime to do hybrid data movement. So now you can go to this integration runtime and we have this default integration runtime that is auto-provisioned, but you could be using any of the others. You could go to the monitor tab and there's this new activities tab that we have enabled there. So you can now monitor all the activities that have run on a particular integration runtime
using this tab. Is this like an audit log for pipelines?
Yes, so this is an audit log to say that for this particular pipeline that mm-hmm. ran on a particular integration runtime, can I look at all the activity runs? So you'll be able to do that using this tab.
And I noticed that you have run IDs and activity run IDs. What is the difference between those? Like one is the pipeline and one is the instance of the running of that pipeline?
Yes, so the way it works is that pipeline is a logical grouping of activities and mm-hmm. in a single pipeline, you could have a copy activity, a Databricks notebook activity, you could have an HD Insight Spark activity. Mm-hmm. So this is the pipeline run ID that we have and every pipeline run has activity runs inside it. And now we have an activity run ID corresponding to the activity execution that has happened.
Mm.
Yeah. So this is the activity run ID.
And if I look at an activity run or a run ID, can I see parents and children of it?
So this is mostly for debugging purposes. The reason why I enabled it is that if you call our support center and say that I feel that I am doing all right for this particular pipeline, but mm-hmm. it's still not running, we can internally map this ID to our logs and help you debug your pipeline.
Very cool. So all of this, I think, shows that the Data Factory team continues to take feedback directly.
Yes.
And frankly, you iterate on that feedback very quickly. This is huge amounts of data, but you're doing big work, but you're also putting out updates. How often?
So we are actually releasing new features almost every week, and we are actually getting a lot of feedback through our feedback channel that we have on the app. People are posting on feedback forums in Azure, MSDN forum, and we are incorporating all of that feedback mm-hmm. to make the visual experience more usable and productive for our customers.
Very cool. Well, we appreciate the work that is being put into it, because sometimes I think when we think about big data, we think about big organizations that move slowly, but we see consistently as you come on Azure Friday and you show us new innovations that you listen. So
yes.
people can give feedback and real humans will read it.
Yes.
And probably
absolutely.
You.
Yes. So we are tracking this very closely at our end. We reach out to our customers. We mm-hmm. work with our customers very closely. And we want to make them successful. Our ultimate goal is to make them successful for their ETL or ELT patterns using Data Factory.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I am learning all about the Azure Data Factory today on Azure Friday.